As we get ready for step two, which is, you know, right around the corner, many businesses are honestly trying to figure out where they sit in all of this. In the fall, some of the tourist destinations thought they were to be open, and they weren't supposed to be opened. And I guess we've been there, done that with Niagara City Cruises, the boats down in Niagara Falls. And Maury DiMauricio joining us from Niagara City Cruises. Maury, how you doing?
Good morning, Matt. Great to be here. We're doing fine today. Thanks very much.
I kind of half-heartedly joke about that, but there were some other spots in the falls that, you know, kind of got the slap on the wrist saying they weren't supposed to be open quite yet. We were there. What was that, the first time of the reopening or whatever the heck that was, where they were trying to figure out where the capacities were and everything?
Yeah, there's difficulty in terms of trying to figure out how to thread the needle or stay between the goalposts on this one. I mean, there isn't a lot of clarity coming out from the regulators with respect to these particular set of orders in stage two and even stage three. There's a possibility of opening early. There's unknown operating restrictions, unknown capacity. So it's really hard for operators to figure out how to plan, how to hire, how to spend their marketing dollars. Not for lack of trying. We've been trying to get that information.
Yeah, and step three specifically, like you look at the little Coles notes that the province put out when they did this. I think many people looked at it and just assumed it wouldn't be till much later in the summer. We wouldn't have to worry about it quite yet. But now that we're getting, you know, going into step two and we're still looking at step three going, well, there's no numbers on any of this. It's just an increase of this, increase here, increase there. But increase of how many? Like, that's a pretty key point for so many people, isn't it?
Absolutely. You have no idea how difficult that is. I mean, in terms of trying to plan. You know, you're welcoming guests back into tourism, and you need to know the capacity, the volume, the velocity of that. And without the indicators of what to expect, it's difficult, and it's going to be costly, not just for the tourism industry, but costly for, you know, others and support services for the industry.
It's wild. Now, obviously, at this point in time, we are going to step two. You are able to open this week, right?
We are. We're opening up July 1st. We're happy to celebrate, Canada Day and open on the same day. It looks like it's going to be nice weather. Our fingers crossed. But yes, we are opening up July 1st. And for more information, people can go to NiagaraCityCruises.com and get all the specifics.
Like, what does this level look for you guys? Because I know at a point there last summer, I can't even remember the number, but I feel like it was something like, I feel like it was almost single digits that you have on the boats. I feel like it was like seven or something like that. What is the hope or the plan this time?
Yeah, we went from six passengers. As you recall, we had a VIP cruise experience. We were just trying to capitalize on the ability for somebody to have the whole boat for themselves.
Yeah,
we went from six to 25. And then we went to 100 people on the boats. This year we are currently opening up stage two on July 1st. We're capped at 25% of capacity. So on a 700 passenger vessel, that's about 125 people per trip. And, you know, all the regular COVID distancing, masks, et cetera, protocols still are in play.
Now, that's obviously, it's not ideal for the business operations, but seeing that you're doing it, that was the peak of last summer. I'm going to guess, you know, how to massage how many boats you can run, how many staff you're going to need and everything to make that number work as best it can right now, right?
Yeah, you're correct. The funny part is that it's actually much more difficult to run an operation putting 125 people on a boat versus, you know, let's say 700. I mean, pre-COVID, we were doing 25,000 people a day during the peak of the season. And while, you know, we've got an amazing crew that makes something difficult look easy, it is far more difficult to run vessels and an operation with such a small number of people. And it sounds counterintuitive, but I mean, when you strip it back and look at what it is we're doing, there's so much more to do than just ensure people are safe and having an amazing experience. There's all these other things that have to happen in terms of the COVID operating protocols to make that small number of people happen. And then unfortunately, with only 125 people per boat, the math doesn't work. I mean, the business is not profitable at that point. But again, we're going into this year knowing that while we're not going to be profitable, we want to be part of the solution. We want to be part of the experience and help lift Niagara and all the Niagara tourist partners into this reopening framework. So we're doing our part to make sure that we get on the other side of this COVID.
And obviously, like, that's the I think everybody feels like, okay, by the fall we're going to be in such a better place at this point in time. And I know we've talked about this before. You keep good tabs on what the company is seeing south of the border and some of the experiences and stuff that they have stateside. And I know the last time we talked, you talked that, you know, they were seeing huge increases. Has that still been growing down that way?
Absolutely, Matt. It's been incredible. It's really a different world. I have a unique experience as we operate. We recently acquired Niagara Jet Adventures out of Youngstown, so that's now a Hornblower Group product. So we operate that as well. So I spent a bit of time there, and I can tell you, it's a different world in the U.S. It is like there's nothing going on. They're 100% back to normal. I mean, of course, if you want to wear a mask, you can wear a mask, but by and large, you walk around and it's like pre-COVID. So the indicators are such that this year is going to be okay in terms of tourism on the U.S. side, but much, much better than you know, last year, but definitely not pre-COVID numbers, but okay, to say the least. But 22 and 23 are remarkable in terms of what's on the books and taking deposits and pre-bookings and all those indicators from international, which really aren't here this year. I mean, some tourist indicators rely on, or tourism operators rely on like a 60% or 50% international component. Of course, that's not happening. But next year and you know, 22, 23 are looking like fantastic years, at least what it looks like now.
Really? And they're already seeing the bookings for it, which I think is pretty impressive.
Yeah, like those tourism operators are capitalizing on all the attractions holding their prices. So they want to pre-book now before the prices start to creep up 3% or 5%, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay, well, that's awesome. Obviously, moving July 1st into to the reopening. So people, if they want to get in and, you know, make a move around the province, they can kind of book online, right?
Absolutely. NiagaraCityCruises.com or NiagaraCruises.com, even our old website. I mean, they'll find us online, hitting all the old URLs. It's a great time to come out. We are time ticketed, so we do encourage people to book online or book on their phone on their way to us, just to help expedite the process, because, you know, we still need to follow those COVID protocols, and time ticketing will definitely be better. It gives them a chance to not have to stand in line, just book the time slot you want to go, and it makes it so much easier.
One of those things that I hope we do so much more of, even as we get on the other side, is like not having to wait in lines and just booking it ahead of time and having a time. It's like, yep, thank you. Sign me up all day for everything, whether exactly. It's going into a store or going into an attraction. I'll take it, all of it. Maury, well, best of luck with the opening in a couple of days, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks very much, Matt.
Take care. There is Maury DiMaurizio over with Niagara City Cruises. They are ready to put the boats in. Well, the boats have been in the water, but put people on those boats as of July 1st. And trying to get to closer to normal, but we are waiting for step three. And again, that's the point. Step three is supposed to be a lot closer to normal. We just don't fully understand what it's going to look like. And we kind of need to have some answers sometime soon, because typically, according to the rules of what the government laid out, we can move into that 21 days after that begins, right? If we hit the vaccination thresholds, we've already hit the vaccination threshold, so that's not the point at this point in time. But with those 21 days and the other indicators, we hit those marks, we can go into step three late in July. What are those restrictions going to look like? What are those numbers? Because many of the pieces on it, and all you have to do is go to the province's reopening plan, and you'll see whatever gathering, whatever indoor, whatever, you know, if stores, increased capacity to what? Is this increase to 100%? Is this increase to 50 or 75%? Is this, you know, open? It's incredibly unclear. So we're waiting for a little clarification from the province, if they don't mind. And I think a lot of the businesses, especially in the tourist districts, would absolutely love and need to have that answer. What does that increase mean? Because building up to that is kind of a big key point for them.